Hare Krishna. I'll be speaking about the Pushpa Abhishek of Shri Krishna. Pushya Abhishek or Pushpa Abhishek actually means the winter bathing ceremony of Shri Radha and Krishna in the month of Paush. In the Krishna book or Srimad Bhagavatam generally, whenever Krishna kills the demons, the cowherd boys dance and clap their hands and cry out loud, "Well done, well done!" And the demigods shower Krishna with flowers. So this bathing Krishna with the flower, with the shower of flowers, is authorized by Sukadev Goswami in Srimad Bhagavatam. It was very much during the Rasalila, they were being showered by flowers. During killing of demons, they were showered by the flowers. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared in this world not to kill the demons with his weapons of chakra or bow and arrow. Nityanand Prabhu, when Mahaprabhu was about to sever the heads of Jagai and Madhai, he said, "My Lord, in this age of Kali, everyone is more or less like Jagai and Madhai. We have come to deliver them with the weapon of holy name." Srila Prabhupada told that this is the special magnanimous mercy of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Ram killed Ravan with bow and arrow. Narsingha Dev killed Hiranyakashipu with his sharpened claws. Varaha Dev killed Hiranyaksha with his hoof and his tusk. Krishna killed many demons in various ways. Shishupal with his Sudarshan Chakra. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come with his devotees, and their weapon is their causeless mercy, the holy names. Through chanting the holy names under the direction of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his followers, the demoniac mentality within the heart is killed and the original consciousness, Krishna consciousness, is awakened. Jagai and Madhai were the demons, Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyaksha, Ravan, Kumbhakaran, Shishupal, Dantavakara. They came again, but through the mercy of Gaur Nithai, their hearts became cleansed simply by giving up their sinful activities, associating with devotees and chanting Harinam Sankirtan. They became humble like the blade of grass, tolerant like tree, eager to offer all respects to others and expect none in return. In this way, the greatest of all demons, Jagai and Madhai, were chanting the holy names constantly. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So, after delivering so many demons, we are showering Radha Krishna with flowers, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityanand Prabhu with flowers. On the Purnima of the month of Pausha, Narayana, December to January. Srimad Bhagavatam 2.10.4. Pushanam Tad Anugraha, the last day of the astrological month, Pushyami Nakshatra. One should bath the deity in 5 seers, or pounds of 2.5 kg approximately of ghee. The Hari Bhakti Vilasa says that on this day, one should rub ghee on the deity of Sri Krishna. Pushya, of course, means nourishing, and this act of devotion with ghee, which is very nourishing, is equivalent to the result of an Ashwamedha sacrifice. Skanda Purana 2.2 Chapter 42 describes Sri Krishna Pushya Abhishek is one of the festivals observed for Lord Jagannath in Puri. This chapter gives an elaborate description of the rituals for observing this festival. In the 27th chapter, text 99 of the same section of Skanda Puran, the Pushya Nakshatra is also mentioned. There it is said that it was on a Thursday, Ashtami Tithi, during Shukla Paksha of the month of Vaishakh, in conjunction with the Pushya Nakshatra, that the Lord Jagannath was installed in the original temple in Puri. Shri Krishna Pushya Abhishek, during the morning puja or worship, the deity or a shalagram is bathed in pure ghee. Srila Prabhupada once explained the festival this way. Krishna was just a toy in the hands of the gopis. So one day, the gopis decided that we shall decorate him. Pushya Abhishek means a ceremony to decorate the deity profusely with flowers, ornaments, clothes. After that, there should be lavish feasting and a procession through the streets so that all the citizens should see how beautiful Krishna appears. Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. If you like this audio, please share it with your friends and family. If you like to receive similar messages on your WhatsApp, then you can subscribe to ISKCON Desire Tree WhatsApp messages. Kindly save the following number on your device: 9987060606. I repeat, 9987060606. After saving this number, please WhatsApp us your full name and city. We will soon add you in ISKCON Desire Tree group and you will start receiving regular devotional messages. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.